Hello, 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 and welcome to the Velvet Studio, Ottawa's Queer Media. My name is Luke Smith, and we have a full house today. Unfortunately, they are actually just caught up on traffic on Bank Street. Of course, you know, there is no day in Ottawa where there isn't traffic, and they'll be joining us. Mike Tattersall, who you may remember from previous episodes, is actually just outside the building. We are very excited for him to be joining us any minute now. And today's topic is one that's kind of been within the JLPT community for many, many, many years. And it really speaks to gay bars and straight women. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, that's an old trope. And, you know, these conversations come up every single time. And there's a lot of same old, same old. And yet it seems like what are spaces that have been carved out for a particular community are then taken over for the giggles and the fun of it. So we'll be really tackling that topic in just a few moments. But before we do, somebody who is openly bisexual has kind of risen from the dead almost, or risen from musical oblivion. And that is Lady Gaga. And normally this station wouldn't even think twice of playing such a song. However, this has just come out, and this really speaks to rapes and assaults on campuses. Now, we are a campus-based station, so this is an important issue that we did discuss last week's show. Anyway, this is called It Happens to You. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You tell me it gets better in time. You say I pull myself together, pull it together, you'll be fine. Tell me what the hell do you know, what do you know? Tell me how the hell could you know? Hold your head up and be strong. 'Cause when you fall, you gotta get up. You gotta get up and move.
Yeah. Till it happens to you, you all know how I feel.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
There we go.
Who in there has headsets?
I have a headset.
Okay, cool. We're a little bit delayed
because
we have many guests only had one pair of headsets earlier. So
tiny
are we live?
Yes, we are live.
Oh heavens!
You're
glad
you're speaking
told me.
To the radio right now.
Do well. So I introduced the show a little bit earlier, and now, as I mentioned earlier, normally we don't play Lady Gaga because Lady Gaga is just like, it's overplayed, it's ridiculous, there's too much production, and it's just usually quite, it's too commercial for us. However, that song, Till It Happens to You, I think really struck a tone, and I think she may have come in back into the music scene with kind of a moral message that may have been lacking last time. So, yeah.
I think the fact that she struck a tone is part of why people say, ugh, because she just takes whatever's topical in the newspaper that day. And she's like, I'm going to write a song about that and become famous for it.
Oh. That's.
I mean, I know it's kind of cynical, but I think Born This Way was written to sell albums.
But aren't you cynical? What's wrong with that, right?
Do. So today's show is really looking at the topic of straight women in gay bars, in particular bachelorette parties.
Good
in
Lord,
gay bars.
Oh, you have just hit my buttons.
I want to hit your buttons too, Mike, but I don't think we're going in the right way. So,
if we're specifically talking about bachelorette parties, I think this is a little bit more open and shut.
Like, okay, well, bachelorette parties, they're daring each other to go out and do something outside the box.
They're not
box.
Even behaving like human beings at that point.
No, yeah.
No. They're like gorilla, Godzilla.
Yeah.
Brides or something,
right?
So let's, I mean, that's an obvious reason why they try to push their own envelope. Maybe they should really try going to a female gay bar and push their envelope a little more.
Yeah,
so.
But that's not freaky enough for them. They need to be doing something wild and unusual.
I think it's too freaky for them because maybe they wouldn't want to be hit on by somebody, right? So that's why they...
Well, the other issue is, can you name a lesbian bar in Ottawa?
That would be...
The Lookout.
Is the Lookout a lesbian bar?
Well, on Fridays. And
Saturdays.
Friday that caused this whole topic, actually... They could have easily gone to the Lookout, and maybe they did, but they certainly were at the gay bar.
Well, yeah, and then we discussed, well, should they be at the gay bar? And, then we had a really interesting discussion back and forth, which brings us to what we're doing here today, right?
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. So...
I got my dander up.
I bet you did.
And by dander, you're not referring to the,
cat saliva.
Yeah.
No, I imagine not, yeah.
No, there's no kitty there.
Okay.
So along for the discussion, I thought, why not? Holly from An Evening of Sin. Holly is with us.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Hi, Holly. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Didn't I kind of just like say, hey, we're going to do a radio show now? And you went,
okay.
All right. So
apparently that's happening. So
we have a female here that's going to take the opposing side as well. So maybe we can...
I think I'll play a bit of devil's advocate as well. Hopefully we'll get a lively conversation. Hopefully.
Well, there's different issues of straight women in gay bars in general. Straight women in gay bars in specific, so like there's specific places, because I'm of the opinion that most places it's fine, but there are some spaces that I think should be men's spaces, but that's a different conversation. And then the issue of bachelorette parties having a gay bar theme to them, which I think
that's pretty derogatory.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Here,
let's go.
It's like kind of we're like, all stuck in the zoo and they're coming to point through the fence at us.
Yeah.
Mind you, that's how they treat us at Sexapalooza when we're doing our dungeon stuff.
Right? They're only just looking for the cheap thrill that they can write home about and go, oh, look, aren't we so exciting? We've done all these wonderful things. Well, you know what? That's people's lives.
Yeah.
And there are events that we all like to dress up and agreed upon. We like to go and,
I like to dress like a slut.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And there's some events that maybe we'd like to all be seen together. Like
exactly.
Like Mr. Leather Ottawa. When
you dress like a classy dame.
Thanks.
But do you want to be in each other's bedroom? And realistically, my comment, I think, was, hey, ladies, not that I'm not a feminist and all, but do they really want us in their play space? Because they're not just out there to dance. I know gay men can dance really well, better than most of us, but I said, hey, wake up, ladies.
You clearly have not seen me dancing.
That's right.
It's true. He dances like a Brit.
Oh, no.
I am the definition of white man dancing.
I know some Brits who are phenomenal dancers. And they're also gay, but that's another story.
They do exist. They're just rarer than
And you should see them in leather. Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked.
So we are. Well, we usually get sidetracked.
But, there's three kinds of gay bar. And there's the dance bar, which is pretty much like a dance bar anywhere, but it's more gay.
Yeah.
So it's more fun because there's no drama. There's no BS.
Oh, there's drama.
There's drama. But the fights that you see are usually a couple of women who used to be girlfriends and someone else comes along and suddenly there's a fist fight. Or, you know, that's about the only violence you'll ever see at one of those gay dance bars.
Mm-hmm. Drag queens fighting in the parking lot.
Well, that's another story, too. It's like putting nine brides in a closet with one mirror. But that's another story, too.
Yeah.
The other kind of gay bar is one that's more masculine oriented. The other kind of gay bar is one that's more feminine kind of oriented. So each one has its own feel and its own expectations, exactly.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about the term masculine and feminine. There's ones that are more sexually charged, so like leather bars and bear bars and sex clubs and things like that. And then for, I think what you're trying to refer to as more feminine is more like lounge style, like cocktail bars and things like that.
No, some women like really hardcore leather, rock and roll,
I know, but it's just the I don't think the masculine feminine distinction is really capturing what it's like when you're in the space.
No, not
true,
necessarily.
True.
But,
words are hard to actually use because these spaces can't be defined by single words. It has to be conversations.
There is an atmosphere that they have in common. And it's not, you don't really define it by what you do while you're there or what the place is like. It just, there's a feel. Like, I know what you're trying to say.
It's an energy.
There's an all-inclusive feeling or maybe...
Well, the dance club's definitely.
Know. Yeah,
sure.
Totally.
If you can have a good time and you can respect each other's space. Because, like, something I've noticed is I can't go to straight dance clubs anymore because people just don't respect each
other's
space.
That's right. They don't.
So long as you can have a good time and respect each other's space, then you're welcome. And I don't think I've ever seen a gay bar where people get turned away just for being a fill-in-the-blanks.
Right. Anybody.
Some of the patrons will do that, but not the bar itself.
No.
So, I mean, I ran a group and I ran a club for many years, and I had a party once a month that was, I considered all-inclusive, and I didn't care. Leave your preferences in your preferences. Mm-hmm. Just everybody live and let live, and we'd have sometimes, like, 20 naked people downstairs enjoying each other's company, and they actually were all often gay, lesbian, and somewhere in between. And we all just respected each other, and it was kind of a bizarre place. But that was the expectation.
And the expectation takes us back to the whole reason for this discussion today. Mm-hmm. In a men's gay bar... Mm-hmm. The energy is sexually charged.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And whether you are there to pick up or not, it's there's a sexual banter that goes on. Mm-hmm. And it, with a lot of the energy, it can take on a more spiritual feeling for those participating in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody gets it. Not everybody does it. It can come and go. But there's a very strong spiritual aspect to gay sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the connection or the connection to the parts.
Well, I'm very, very, very certain that if you had a women's group who were going to have their evening and they're going to have their Reiki or their energy nights and they're going to create their sexual energy and be together to feel that power as a group of women, that they sure don't want some guy standing in the corner hey, what are you doing over there? That's for sure. So there is a little double-edged sword, ladies, in some ways. But... I'm still a woman and I should be able to go anywhere I want to.
Exactly. You should be able to go, but that doesn't mean...
You should.
I should.
That doesn't mean you can go with the expectations that you're going to see a freak show.
No.
Or that you're going to take over a space to make it your space.
Is that the only reason they go?
Sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of them go with their male friends.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them go with their female friends, and it doesn't matter what gender preference their friends are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there's some people fit and some people don't.
I see.
And the fit is based on respect.
Yeah.
And really there's a lot of people don't know there's this thing called respect. They treat it like they're going to treat a bar in the market. It's to them, it's just a place to go get hammered.
Well, I think that's actually a very large point there, that most of the bars and clubs in the straight world, that's just somewhere you go to drink, somewhere you go to dance, whereas gay bars usually, like, unless you live in New York City, you probably live in a city with five or less of them in total. And so it's the same five places, it's the same people, and it stops being just somewhere to go to drink and dance, and it starts turning into your community. It's your community
center.
That's
right.
It's your version of a church. Yeah. It's your version of a home. You
that's
know?
Right. Yeah.
And so... You want people, if people come into your space, I mean, it's an open door policy, and you want people to come to your special cathedral and pray in the way that you pray.
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
I.e. ABBA. that's Dancing fine, queen. But you want them to follow the rules of the house.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lack of knowledge of rules of the house when
yeah.
it comes to...
Well, there's a lack of knowledge of rules of respect, yeah. regardless of what house you're walking into.
Some of it's respect, and some of it's just knowing the tradition. So when you're in most gay bars, everybody on the dance floor, they are packed tight right in the middle. And it's really weird. I've never seen anybody actually teach somebody who's newly out about this. But around the dance floor, there's always like a 2-foot border where nobody actually stands between the dance floor and the wall. So that if you want to leave, you can get out.
Isn't yes.
That, along the back.
Nice. Yes.
Isn't that nice?
And it's really common. And it's and everywhere I've been in the world, because I've been to many gay bars around.
But you don't see it in the straight bars.
You don't. Oh, Lord, do you ever not see that?
No.
But you have these little like escape corridors. But the bonus of that is everybody has to pack into a tighter space. So you end up with like 80 people in a space that would normally fit 40.
Which is a lot of fun.
Which is the point.
Yeah.
The point, yeah.
So we go to a gay bar and we may or may not be going with friends, but we know we're going and we're going to be able to enjoy the same kind of energy any city, anywhere around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when the bachelorette party shows up, that energy gets wrecked, destroyed. Guys will actually leave the bar because the energy's gone.
Yeah,
Mike, sure. Can you talk us through the example that you posted? I've been quiet because I've been looking through your Facebook to try and find it.
Oh, that's you way do, back.
You
yeah.
post so many posts.
I'm a Facebook crack addict.
I do know this much. If you're in a gay bar and you see a woman wearing a tiara, the night's about to end.
Now, if you see, if you're in a gay bar and you see a man with a tiara... Then
it's just beginning.
It's just beginning.
So what happened was Friday, you go. It's not always a busy night, but I went out and it was busier than normal, and that was nice. There were lots of people that I hadn't seen in a long time. There were new faces. The energy in the bar changes with the types of people in it, mm-hmm. but this was an exciting energy, and there were people from all age groups, and it was just... It was looking like it was going to turn out to be a great evening. And so slowly, in dribs and drabs, in about a half an hour space, I'd say about 30 women showed up.
Whoa.
Some with their friends, some without. Some in groups of 3 and 4, some in groups of 2. But the main floor of the bar was pretty busy, and, you know, anybody can go there. It's a bar. But then they decided they all wanted to go upstairs and dance. And sure, great, go for it. But they all went up, and it's like they bulldozed in and bulldozed to the dance floor.
Did they go to the third floor?
No.
Okay.
For those who don't know, the third floor has a mystique that no longer really exists, but the reputation is still there.
They had lighting in, didn't they?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they had. Oh, there's lights
Look,
up there now.
There, that could be the first or second floor on certain nights. So,
there used to be
you
know. No lights in a lot of knee-high walls that you could easily.
I don't remember knee-high walls. Are you thinking about maybe Toronto?
Well, this is The stables? Yeah. I went there before it shut down.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, and what happened is all these guys just get pushed out of the way, and you see them all standing there going, well, this kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. And so they go downstairs where it's busy, where it's full of guys.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's just women on the dance floor and mostly women in the crowd. And the rest of the guys look around and go, well, this is not for me.
Yeah.
Because we're at a bar to see and meet men, not women. So everybody goes downstairs. And then the girls look around, the women look around, and they go, where'd everybody go? And they go too, leaving the bartender with no customers, leaving the DJ playing for two people.
Mm.
Where did all the women go? Gone. Maybe it was a bachelorette party. Who knows?
To the next bar.
But thanks, ladies, for wrecking the vibe, for starters.
Look, and they have a right to go.
They do. I know that.
I'm
going
to try to be a protagonist a bit because
I'm going to be the angry white fag, okay?
How do you know what their motives were? I mean, they probably didn't go in there to ruin your night. They didn't necessarily go in there to watch a freak show. It depends on the group of people.
Well, that's like saying somebody...
It's oppression. It's oppression. I swear to God, it's oppression. I feel oppressed because of the sheer volume of estrogen in the air.
I think it has to do with impact.
It does. Like
if
it
you
does.
Walk up to somebody and step on their toe by accident, you don't mean to step on their toe, but they still have a broken toe. And I think in this case, they may not have meant to like run the gay men out the gay bar.
No.
But the effect of it is, it ran the gay men out the gay bar.
And what happens in the long run is, the guys go, well, there were just so many women there, I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. And so the gay bar eventually has to close.
Oh, now, come on, Mike. Now
eventually.
Eventually,
the gay bar has to close because the gay men are no longer going because there's so many women.
Waiting to get in there. Is that typical, though?
There are so many bars across North America that are having a hard time surviving the age of Grindr and the age of Growler and the age of Scruff. Because people would rather go online and pick up than go to a bar.
Absolutely.
Although the topic of Grindr fatigue is a completely different conversation that we'll have to come back to.
But what's happening is the bars, we at one time had 6 gay bars in this city.
Yes.
The population's gone up. The number of gay bars has gone down.
That's right.
We now have 3 and a couple of semi-dedicated spaces, one night a week kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a million people in this neighborhood. People
still very marginalized, I'll tell you.
Can you imagine any other city anywhere in North America that would only have, say, 2 bars for 200,000 people?
No.
No.
And as you saw on the post, I got a little bit of bantering, but, you know, like I said, hey, why don't you educate, which is what we're doing here today, is telling women, hey, ladies, get the fuck out of our bar, right?
I just want to interject.
I can't say that.
Right? Is it?
Yeah, no swearing. No. Oh, I know that Mike actually dropped the other F-bomb a little earlier, so we want to...
Oops, I'm sorry.
I've got no control back here. I'm so sorry.
Our apologies.
You know there's a window. I can see you. I can see that you're not actually trying to control them. You're enjoying
this. She's a sub in between two doms, okay?
Well, no. What can we say?
Anyway,
I'm a switch in between.
Where were we again? So. Now that we're distracted completely?
How about educating the public?
Right. So we can only educate them if they're willing to listen.
Mm.
We're going to talk about some of the possible ways that we can educate folks in just a few minutes, but we're going to play a song by Brick and Mortar, this really reached the headlines in the gay community because it features a openly gay veteran kind of running to someone's aid, which you don't see in the music video industry. So you obviously can't tell because it's an audio format, but check it out online. It's a good song. This is Hollow Tune by Brick and Mortar, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Am I? secret language, love I know, just like the ocean. Secret language, love I know, just like the ocean.